You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
মুম্বাইয়ের যোগেশ মাথুরিয়ার বয়স 61 বছর। বিশ্বমিত্র নামেই তিনি পরিচিত। পায়ে হেঁটে তিনি বিশ্ব সফর করছেন। এ পর্যন্ত 12,500 কিলোমিটার পায়ে হেঁটে তিনি ঘুরেছেন বেশ কয়েকটি দেশ। স্থল সীমান্ত পথে বাংলাদেশেও যাওয়ার পরিকল্পনা রয়েছে তার। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি যোগেশ মাথুরিয়া ওরফে বিশ্বমিত্রের সঙ্গে। যোগেশ মাথুরিয়া, ইউ আর ওয়েলকাম টু SBS বাংলা।
নমস্কার এন্ড থ্যাংক ইউ স্যার, অ্যাপ্রিশিয়েট।
হোয়াই আর ইউ ওয়াকিং অ্যাক্রস দ্য কান্ট্রিজ? What is the reason behind this?
Sir, I have made world peace as my life mission, and taking world peace as the center of my walk, I have desire to walk in next 4-5 years in each and every states of India and each and every our neighboring countries. I twice tried Pakistan for variety of reasons. I could not get visa. So then I went to Sri Lanka. Now I am on the way to Bangladesh, and I have desire to cover up in next 4-5 years Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar and China. So I have desire to take message of love and peace in each and every states of India as well as each of our neighboring countries.
How can you manage the expenditure of your traveling?
Like primary expenditure when I walk into India and neighboring countries is only of fuel and driver who comes with us with our luggage. That has been sponsored by one of the corporate IT company when I worked earlier. Other than that, we walk always without any money in our pocket. The primary reason for that, that's the way we can connect with common people, common man, in whichever area we walk. So all our walks are completely without any money. And so far my experience, over 400 plus days of my walk, humanity is so kind. Even very fresh of today, 12 day of walk I have completed without single paisa in pocket, but I have no problem whatsoever. People are so kind. Everywhere they take care of us. And I'm getting more and more surety that this will continue as I walk right across 4 states in India to reach up to Kolkata and then get into Bangladesh.
That means you have already started for Bangladesh 12 days ago.
You are right, sir.
And when you are expecting to get into Bangladesh and through which border?
Okay, I think we'll reach around 10th of April to Kolkata, and from Binapol border we are planning to go into Bangladesh. And in the Bangladesh, it is about 630 kilometer walk from Binapol to Noakhali Gandhi Ashram. So we'll walk about a month in Bangladesh, and then we'll take some mode of transport and come back to Dhaka, and we are flying out of Dhaka into Japan for my next walk straight from there itself.
So are you planning to go to Japan by air and then you will walk in Japan?
Yeah, we are going to walk from Tokyo to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and we try to work out such a way that we reach the day bombing was done on Hiroshima on 6th of August and also on 9th of August in Nagasaki. And 10th of August, we'll fly back home. So this will be 7 months of walk for us across both the countries and 5,000 kilometers of walk.
As you told me, in Bangladesh, you are about to go to Noakhali, to Gandhi Ashram.
Right.
Is there any places in Bangladesh that you are thinking about to go by walking?
I mean, we'll walk right from Binapol border up to Noakhali. And I understand from the maps I've seen that Dhaka will come in between. But we have no idea. So whatever the route guidance we get from support from local people and Google, we'll go walking 650 kilometers from Binapol border up to Noakhali. So yes, exactly 1 month we'll walk in Bangladesh. And I have no idea about Bangladesh. It's my first visit.
Is this your first time to Bangladesh?
First time, yes.
And obviously, I guess that you will meet so many ordinary people. But is there any plan to meet the political leaders or any social activists in Bangladesh?
No plan to meet any political leader, because that's not my preference. My intention is to meet as many social activists as well as a common man of that country. And I believe that, you know, meeting common man makes more sense, because if you look at human civilization history, any revolution happens from down, from common man only. So I don't intend to meet any big political leaders. If at all it comes, blessing. But I'm not going to put any effort to meet any leaders. But yes, I want to meet various activists, social activists and common man of that country.
Now I am coming to your personal life. Would you please tell us about your personal life? We know that you are an IT professional. And what about your family and how they think or see this mission? Would you please?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I had great career in IT industry, 30 years of IT industry, traveled to so many countries, almost 40 countries I traveled. I stayed in US for many years. And I mean, extensive travel in Europe and Japan. Somewhere in 2004, we decided to come back home. And suddenly, at the time we landed up, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. And those days, because we had just come back from US, I had believed strongly that medical science has really, really progressed very well. And any health issues, they can resolve. So with that, we started treatment of my wife. And I took her to US. I took her to UK. But somehow or other, I lost her. During 7 months of treatment, I realized that, yes, medical science has progressed well, but still it has to go miles and miles. So my belief got broke completely. And my experience was not too happy. Because I used money like water. In spite of so much spending, I could not save her. And that gave me a shock that, you know, I had spent almost whole my life running around behind money. And money didn't give me that peace. So I started thinking what we should do. And after she moving on from this world, I somehow lost interest in my corporate world. And I was just joking with her that I'll resign, I'll leave my corporate world on my 50th birthday so I can then spend time with family. So even if she was not there, I felt like I should honor my word and start looking at different aspects of life which I had ignored behind just professional career. So I resigned from my corporate life on 50th birthday and I had no idea whatsoever what I'm going to do. Various people came in my life and those two friends who had come at my home when I was 9, I met them again. And I just talked with them at what I should do with that context. So I was told by Satish Kumar, the guy who had walked from Delhi to USA in 1960s, that Yogesh, India is an amazing country. But India has variety of reasons challenged with all the neighbors. So can you walk in India? And can you also walk across neighboring countries with message of love and peace? And that's how my walk started in 2013.
How many countries have you been?
I've been to 18 states of India and 2 countries, Sri Lanka and Africa.
And if you go to Bangladesh and then Japan, and then that will be, okay. And the last question, what do you think about world peace? How can we establish peace in world?
See, I have two strong beliefs, and that's what actually started on my hands also, that humanity is the core, irrespective of what religious belief you carry. Because religion also is created by human beings. As well as the regions, like let's say India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, all our neighboring countries are created by human beings only. If you look at a larger level, we are all human beings created by divine energy. And we have divided that humanity into various religious and regional divide. So I'm taking a message that, you know, can we be a good human being, irrespective of what religious belief you carry? As well as look at world as one, Jai Jagat, that whether I'm Indian or I'm Australian or a Bangladeshi or whichever country I belong to, but I belong to this world. Can we be focused on entire humanity in this world, irrespective of religious as well as regional differences? And with that message, I put seeds of love and unity wherever I go. I don't know how many seeds will fertilize into a nice plants and when, but yes, I'm on the journey to put seeds of love across wherever I go.
Yogesh Mathuria, thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
I appreciate, sir. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.